contrary to appearances, this isn't a sentimental reunion of old political sparring partners. What this gathering does represent is a solid cross-section of leaders and outstanding members of the Congress. Now, perhaps you've been informed, I don't know, there would have been some leaders and leading members in the leadership of the Senate here, but I understand that they're in the middle of a vote, and therefore they're missing this occasion. Some here are Democrats, some Republicans, some are liberals, some conservatives, but all of us here today are united by something much bigger than political labels. We're all Americans. We all want to get the American economy moving. We all realize that to achieve this, we must cut federal deficits to bring down interest rates and create jobs. Together, we've been reviewing the situation, and speaking for myself, I've come out of the meetings as an optimist. Over the last 24 hours, we've seen impressive evidence that the American economy is looking up. Yesterday's historic rally of the stock market and several leading economic indicators all point toward economic recovery, and a growing number of banks are lowering their prime interest rates. We have to keep this momentum for prosperity going by passing the bipartisan legislation before the Congress to lower deficits by raising revenues and cutting spending. Enough Republicans and Democrats join together now to achieve this goal. Interest rates will keep on coming down, and we'll get to the point where there will be jobs for all Americans who want to work. We can do it, but we can only do it together. And I want to thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
It was up $19 at noontime, I'm told. I was traveling from California today, and it was up $19, and I guess closed down $1.70, and I would say that that's a lot of profit-taking after a tremendous rally. You know, people are very nervous in the marketplace, which is the understatement of the century, because where we used to view a long-term and long-term investor and be able to invest with confidence in many of our blue-chip stocks today, that the government's become such a destabilizing factor that many people, including myself, don't believe there's really a long term anymore because the government is so unpredictable, except in its spending habits. And that's, of course, one of the reasons that I'm here today on behalf of all former secretaries of the Treasury. I guess you'll get a printed statement, except John Connally, who was not reachable. And I'm sure John would have supported this as well, to support the tax legislation the President has been talking to you all about. We've all analyzed this legislation and in light of the current economic situation, concluded that it has to be enacted. The budget is not only out of control, it's hemorrhaging, and that has a great many inflationary and financial consequences. The prospect of these historically incredibly high deficits have kept the interest rates too high, and the interest rate expectations and inflation expectations on what the Federal Reserve policy in monetizing this debt, we realize that the fiscal policy isn't helping and the Fed's doing it all alone. And the Federal Reserve is a crude and a blunt instrument when acting without budget policy. So that is what we are here for, to talk about the tax bill, about bringing a balance between our fiscal and monetary policies, and urging the Congress to move further, because the ultimate solution to our budget problems has to be controlling spending and shrinking the size of government. And that's it, period. And that's why I'm so pleased to be here in support of this, and I'd be delighted to answer any questions you'd like to ask.
Well, I
think the market would be disappointed if indeed the bill was defeated, because the financial markets view the deficits as they look out as just so incredibly huge that they have to be curbed. I did obviously support the tax reduction that we worked so hard on shifting, making that shift, which is so important, from consumption to savings and investment, and a reduction for the individuals. The President and Bill Simon remain committed to the so-called supply side. Even that sloganism theory, that's nothing more than capital formation, which I spoke to all of you about on many occasions. And fine, this is necessary, the necessary evil. I wouldn't support all of the parts of this package necessarily if I were here in Washington, but I recognize that trade-offs have to be made, that this tax package is the key to getting the spending reductions that can truly bring us a balanced budget.
You also wrote that personal business and investment income taxes have to be reduced, but the bill you're supporting increases taxes on people, business, and investment income.
It does, and in the short term, you're going to find a contradiction. There's always contradictions and policies in the short run, and the fact of the matter is that if we look ahead at the deficits, that if we don't have this legislation and the concomitant reductions in spending, then you're going to see inflation and all the financial consequences. You know, the illiquidity, the bankruptcy rate is the highest level in history is not a coincidence. These deficits operate in the marketplace, taking the productive capital and crowding out private investment. Savings continue to be at the lowest level in history. All this has to be corrected.
Federal spending is under control.
No, I do not. Federal spending is, as I said a moment ago, not only out of control, it's hemorrhaging. That's what you have to do, and that's the price. This is the price that you have to pay to cut that budget. You have to go after the sacrosanct programs, too, the entitlements, the cost of living allowances. Well, yes, indeed, but they're not spending the money you give them. They're reducing the deficit. That's what they're doing. The money's already been spent. That's the problem. Yes, it will in the short run. In the short run, an increase in these taxes will reduce the deficit. Absolutely. No, that's tomorrow and Friday, so, Helen, I don't think that'll be necessary. As I say, I'm just here representing all the former secretaries, with the exception of John Conley, in support of the President's bill. I think there's 11. Going back to John Snyder. Yes, I do. No, I do not. I think that enough spending wasn't reduced last year. I think that's the major problem. And I've spoken on that. Yes, I do think the third year ought to stay intact, and the indexation ought to stay intact, absolutely.
That's your prediction.
In my opinion, it will be passed because it's tough medicine as it is politically. Everybody realizes that we have to do something to get the deficits under control in the short run and give us time to reduce the spending, which we will over the next year.
You also wrote a book called The Time for Truth. Do you think this is the largest tax increase in American history?
I don't know that it is or not. I don't know because I haven't researched those numbers, but I'll bet you when adjusted for inflation, it might not be. Thank you, Ellen.